34 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. The League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, has been in the headlines lately. The group's leader penned a letter to President Trump in support of his immigration plan, causing an uproar among LULAC's members and other Latino activists. LULAC is considered the oldest Latino civil rights organization in the U.S., and its roots are in Texas. In fact, a now-vacant LULAC clubhouse in downtown Houston was just named a national treasure by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. As Davis Land reports, for years, the building was the center of Latino civil rights activism and organizing in the United States.
Aside from a state historical marker out front, the clubhouse looks, honestly, like any other vacant building in Houston. It's decades old and has some pretty severe water damage. Ray Valdez takes me inside. He leads the Houston-based Council 60 of LULAC.
All right, let me open it up a little, air it out a little bit.
They bought the building in the 50s as a meeting place. From this building, the council came up with ideas that influenced state and federal programs, including Head Start. Members of Council 60 also brought a landmark Mexican-American civil rights case before the Supreme Court. Hernandez versus Texas protested the fact that a Mexican-American had never been called to serve jury duty in the state. But over time, this building that had been a hotbed of activity was abandoned. It was old, and leaks in the ceiling caused damage and disrepair.
There's mold that's showing up behind some of the sheetrock in here, so that's all going to have to be pulled down.
In 2013, Council 60 decided to move to a newer, larger space, and that could have been the end for the clubhouse. But members of LULAC convinced Council 60 not to sell the building. They wanted to hold on to it as a piece of history and to restore it to its former glory. Ray Valdez says in its heyday, the clubhouse wasn't just a place for policy discussion and serious meetings. It was also a place to gather for parties and dances.
Some of our hope is to be able to restore some of that, you know, festivity to this. To give the Latino community a place to congregate and come together and celebrate, and to see some of their history. I mean, there's a lot of accomplishment in this building.
Selah Mota Casper shares his vision. She works for the National Trust for Historic Preservation and lobbied for the clubhouse restoration. She describes the moment the restoration was approved.
I was absolutely elated. I have been looking for a LULAC site for about 5 years now.
That's because she feels there aren't enough historic sites that commemorate Latino history. On the National Register of Historic Places, only a small percentage of entries recognize ethnic history. And a lot of potential sites are now just gone.
Had LULAC decided to have sold this house, which that was on the table at one point in time, we know what that would look like. It would have been demolished and probably a parking lot would be made there, or maybe some high-end condominiums that assist in gentrifying a neighborhood or pushing out folks that have historically been there that can no longer afford to be there.
Mota Casper says that's been the fate of many historic places. The building where LULAC was founded in Corpus Christi is now a parking lot with a historical marker out in front of it. Mota Casper says that lack of preservation ends up leaving key parts of Latino history unwritten.
History that is not documented, you know, can at times be overlooked. So as a child, I never knew about this history. I never knew about my own history. So it's very personal to me. But it's also a part of our broader history.
That broader history, she says, and the Council 60 Clubhouse's role in it, is what she's working to keep intact. They'll have to do quite a bit of repair work before the clubhouse can open again with offices and a community space. But for now, at least, the building's continued existence is secure. In Houston, I'm Davis Land for the Texas Standard.